This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in Germany Wednesday, where he will take part in a conference on Libya. Germany and the United Nations are hosting Wednesday's conference in Berlin. It's aimed at building on earlier efforts to end the fighting in Libya and support a stable government. U.S. Special Envoy for Libya Richard Norland said the talks would provide momentum for steps that need to be taken soon in order for elections to be held in December. Those steps include establishing a constitutional and legal basis for the vote. Norland told reporters Monday the conference will also feature an emphasis on foreign fighters leaving Libya. New York City is holding primary elections Tuesday, with residents voting to replace term-limited Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's been in power since 2014. Policing and crime are high on the agenda for this election. Protesters have accused members of the New York City Police Department of brutality and racial profiling. For the first time in the city's history, New York residents will use a ranked choice voting system for the mayoral primary. Instead of picking one candidate, voters will rank up to five candidates in order of preference. Officials expect it could be weeks before the results of the primary are known. As in the U.S. presidential election, many absentee ballots will have to be counted before results are finalized. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 8.3 million people live across the five boroughs of New York City. The United States will miss President Joe Biden's goal of having 70% of U.S. adults partially or fully vaccinated against the coronavirus by the July 4th Independence Day, a holiday, but the White House says it does expect to hit that mark in a few extra weeks. This is VOA News. The United Nations top official in Afghanistan warned on Tuesday that time is running out to prevent a worst-case scenario. Deborah Lyons, who is special representative of the UN Secretary General to Afghanistan, urged the warring parties to abandon violence and make peace. Lyons told a high-level meeting of the UN Security Council that the only acceptable direction for Afghanistan is, in her words, away from the battlefield and back to the negotiating table. She appealed to the council, as well as Afghanistan's neighbors, to push the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators to resume U.S.-brokered peace talks in Doha, Qatar. Those talks began in September but have since stalled. Turkey, Qatar, and the United Nations had planned to host a conference in Istanbul in April in order to get those negotiations restarted, but the Taliban ignored the invitation. Instead, Taliban-driven attacks and violence have surged. The UN says civilian casualties are up by nearly 30% in the first 3 months of 2021 over the same period last year. And there have been multiple attacks on schools, aid workers, and minority communities. Belarus's foreign ministry said Tuesday that Minsk perceives Western sanctions against the Eastern European country as a near declaration of economic war. The ministry issued that statement a day after the United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada said they would place sanctions on several top Belarusian officials. That action was in response to Belarus forcing a passenger plane bound for Lithuania to land in Minsk on May 23rd. While the plane was on the ground, Belarusian security forces arrested a dissident journalist who was on board. The journalist, Roman Protasevich, co-founded a channel on a messaging app that helped organize protests against the government of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. He remains in detention. Myanmar's ruling junta says fighting between coup protesters and security forces in Mandalay on Tuesday left four demonstrators dead. A statement from the junta says security forces were met with small arms fire and grenades during a raid on a house in Mandalay. That's the country's biggest city. In addition to the four dead protesters, whom the junta described as terrorists, 20 members of the raiding party were injured, while eight others were arrested for possession of homemade mines, hand grenades, and small arms. The junta has struggled to put down daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar since overthrowing the civilian government on February 1st and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other officials. Many protesters have fled to the jungles to form self-defense forces with ethnic rebel militias. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.